Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Hello, my friend, and welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C. I am so happy you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Come on in. Today, what we're talking about is if you are getting views, if you are getting visibility, and we're even getting opt-ins, all of the things, people are downloading the freebies, but nobody's buying. Here is what we want to do. This whole conversation is about this. And I want to bring in one of my recent clients that I had. And she hired me because she's like, Jamie, I have 62,000 followers, 62,000 followers right now. And she's gone viral. She's got an email list of like, I think close to 4,000 people right now, which is very impressive, very impressive. And I'm so proud of her. But she's like, I'm making less than $2,000 in my business, and I'd like to make more. I'd like to make more. So how can I do that? So she hires me to go in and look at her business and kind of figure out where the issue is, because we only ever have two issues. We have either a visibility issue or we have a conversion issue. And so visibility in this case was not an issue, right? But what is the thing that's maybe stopping someone from buying? And we really are going to focus on two things today in this one episode, just to make sure that you have some actionable steps to really lean into and really figure out what feels best for you. And also, I don't want to give you so much that you end up feeling overwhelmed. I just want you to have two actionable steps, things to then go and audit and make sure that, hey, okay, if these aren't the issues, then we're good to go, right? Or maybe it is, but these are the top two. So there's likely a misalignment, and that's okay. I first off just always have to say that I'm so proud of you. I'm so, so proud of you, because it takes so much grit and self-love and bravery to be able to open your own business, to be able to do what you're doing, and to be able to create content, create a business, show up, release limiting beliefs, and just dive all into your business. That takes so much bravery, and you should be so proud of yourself. So with that being said, I want to make sure that we're positioning yourself for not only visibility, but also for conversion. So like I said, in this episode alone, we're not talking about visibility. That'll be the next episode. But in this episode, we are going to be talking all about what are the two things that essentially would be stopping someone from investing in your programs or your services. Okay. So with my client, we looked through her business. We kind of understood. I could tell immediately off the rip why she's getting visibility, and I can tell immediately why she's not getting sales. So when we sat down and we talked a little bit more about what was working and what wasn't working, these were the things that I had to tell her. Okay. So number one, your content is great. We have high visibility content. We have content that is primed to go viral, and you're getting tons of opt-ins. Okay. So that's amazing. We want to celebrate this. We want to do all of this, right? But the thing that we want to look at is people buy people, then they buy things. Okay, so if people buy people and then they buy things, we have to make sure that there is a baseline level of trust that's going into your content, right? That there's direct to camera, that people can hear your voice, and that there's just an understanding of how someone can get to know you. And so again, like I said, we'll dive more into the content aspect in the next episode, but those are some kind of things that I created for her and gave her some really clear, definitive action on a content plan and her content strategy and like, hey, this is what we're going to do and we're going to test moving forward. But now when it comes to conversion, these are the top two things that I noticed within her account and what I want you to start really navigating and figuring out, hey, is this in full alignment and why it could or could not be working, okay? All right. So first things first, with her, all of her content was about attracting and calling in your dream partner so you can have a beautiful marriage. She talks about her story, about how she does this, right? She's got such a great mission. She's got a methodology. She's got all the things, right? She's got a great, great approach. And so many people really need her support, right? To be able to call in your dream partner, your dream husband, right? And really the way that she was approaching it was through like becoming confident to attract your dream partner. So kind of what I did with this approach is I actually said, okay, so if somebody was typing into Google, how do I attract my dream partner? How do I find my dream partner? Immediately, the results are how to manifest, how to do this, basically using the law of attraction, especially if you're using the word attract. It's really kind of like it's coming from an energetic standpoint from that as a solution. The solution is never confidence. That's kind of part of the solution, right? Obviously, when we think about manifestation or we think about attraction and calling in the things that you want, it really comes down to embodiment, becoming the person, releasing what no longer serves you, anything like that, right? It really comes down to becoming the person, releasing the limitations or the belief systems that are keeping you from attracting or meeting your dream partner, right? So when we think about that, if that's what someone's typing in, so this is kind of where we want to take a deep dive right now is what is the main problem that your dream client would be Googling? Okay, so think about what is the main problem that my client is Googling that they have. And obviously, we want to think about the biggest transformation, right? Especially when it comes down, if you want to think about it, kind of, we can reverse engineer this as well. If you want to think about your actual program or your product first and then be like, what does that solve, right? We can do that as well. And then if we want to, we say, okay, so what does that solve? And then what would they be typing in to solve that problem, right? So we're going to go from her standpoint because the actual issue was her product and the masterclass sequence. So what ended up happening was we have to type in what are they searching for. So in this case, they were saying, how can I attract my dream partner? But all of her content was speaking to confidence, which is, I like to think about confidence when it's positioned as like you're a confidence coach or like you are just teaching people how to become confident, but not for like a specific thing. It takes a different marketing approach, but she had a different type of outcome that she was teaching. So with this, we essentially repositioned her marketing approach and her program like was not as aligned as it should have been. It was just how to build confidence in all areas of your life, whereas the majority of what she's teaching and what she's talking about marketing wise is to attract your dream partner. Okay, so what we did is we actually, number one, changed her messaging. Her messaging needs to make sure that across the board when someone's coming in and is going from visibility, opt-in, freebie, email sequences, all of that stuff, all the way down to your program, that the messaging is completely aligned. If there is any misalignment, there's going to be lack of conversion. Okay, so that's why nonstop ongoing messaging is so important. So important. So what we did is we actually changed her, the name of her freebie, the name of her masterclass, and we changed her program. Okay. So we're actually keeping the program. We're putting it in a different funnel, right? So we're going to create a new content bucket that program inherently is amazing, right? It's amazing, but it's not the program that is going to get from like attracting your dream partner to a sale. So we're repositioning the program to match the messaging. So here's what I want you to do. Based off of that story, I really want you to think about this right now. I want you to think about if someone was to be typing into Google, what is my problem that I'm having? Is all of your messaging freebies aligned with what that solution is? For example, how do I attract my dream partner? Okay, so the freebie would be, if that's what they're typing into Google right now, your freebie would be attracting marriage, attracting your dream partner, the 3-step guide. That's as simple as it gets to be. It's literally that simple. And then you want to make sure that your content is all aligned for that transformation and that the program that you're actually offering is the inevitable next step. That's how you create an offer that sells. Okay? So if you're not getting conversion, again, there's two problems that you only ever have two. It's visibility or it's conversion. So oftentimes you may have both problems, but in this episode, we're obviously only talking about the latter. So number one, if your messaging is off, you're not going to have alignment because it doesn't speak to what that person needs, desires, is searching for, is actively looking for, is, you know. And I actually have a little bonus, little thing that I really want to share with you, because we've been testing this inside of my membership and it's going great and it's so exciting. Okay. And then secondly to that is, if your messaging is off, then we have to make sure that that is cleaned up, because messaging is the foundation of sales. Messaging is the foundation of attraction. Messaging is the foundation of your visibility. And it's literally the foundation of, you cannot build 20K, 30K, 40K, 100K a month business if your messaging falls flat, if it's not aligned. And oftentimes what ends up happening is we're like, well, I could serve this person and they also have this problem. And then they just create programs or offers that kind of, like, I call it the spaghetti strategy. They're just kind of like throwing things out there all the time of like, okay, well, this could work and then this could work and then I'll just do this. But really marketing to a whole customer timeline is really challenging if we do it that way, right? The way you want to think about it is like a timeline, right? With your offers, the easiest way to do this is, if you have whatever they're typing in and they're Googling, right, that's your freebie. That's the entering into your cozy corner of the internet. That's your entry space. And then all the way to the other side, the thing that we want to think about is that we're taking them into a time machine and we're like, whoop, pop them in the little time capsule. And then we're going to beep boop them all the way over to what their dream life is going to look like. That right there from start to finish is your timeline offer. I talk about this in Cashflow Confidential. So if you're not in Cashflow Confidential, get your butt in there. Honestly, get in all my programs. Shameless plug, but seriously, they're great. I love them so much. They're going to help you build your business. Ah, it's so good. Okay, get back to it. Here we go. So when you think about that timeline, right? So then you'd have your freebie. You'd have your freebie upsell. You'd have your express offer, your middle tier offer, your signature offer, and then your luxury tier offers, right? Again, this does not need to be built out overnight. No, does not need to be. But having some really core offers that really bring someone along the timeline is essentially going to create a really long-term customer journey and a lot more sales. Because at the end of the day, you're going to attract people in. I always call this, I talked about this in one of our coaching calls in my membership, which is called the diamond theory. So you basically think about the base of a diamond, right? All of your messaging is like a little soupy, witchy goodness in the base of the diamond, right? Okay. So it's speaking to all these pieces, a very, very defined, magnetic, very clear message that you're speaking to one person, right? And then on the top of the diamond, there's all these little facets, right? Your dream client literally only has, I'm going to say this very slowly, your dream client only has to identify with a fraction, a facet, one facet to be able to want to drop into your diamond, drop into your world, drop into everything. Okay? So don't be afraid to talk to one person, because they only need to identify with a fraction of what you're talking about to be able to want to enter into your world. So for example, people come into my world all the time who are in the very beginning stages of opening their business, and they're like, okay, I need to get my messaging clear. I need to build out, like, map out what my offers are. And then I have people that come into my world that are, you know, pretty, maybe like 2 or 3 years into their online business. They have, you know, they have one-to-one coaching at this point, and they're like, how do I scale to 20K, 30K, 40K months without doing more work that would be creating profitable online education that's perfectly aligned for your customer journey? So the timeline is there. So essentially what ends up needing to happen is, once you have offers that are aligned, right, and your messaging is aligned, you're primed and ready to be able to have the foundational pieces for conversion. Now, some additional things that you're going to want to think about is your sales page, your actual trust building process for this, whether it be like a masterclass sequence. If you're ever looking for like an actual proven system that works, CEO Club, that's my course creator college. If you're ever looking to create a profitable online program, express, signature, middle tier on how to, and then have a profitable launch and then put it on autopilot, which basically means that you can just drive traffic to one area and then the funnel takes care of itself and then you can make sales any time of day. That would be CEO Club. So for example, I always tell people, let's do one live launch, because there's so much valuable information in one live launch, like so much. Don't do a pre-record. Don't do it. We're going to put our big girl brave pants on and we're going to have a live launch and we're going to do it, because there's so much information that comes with this, so much valuable information. And then once we're like, okay, perfect, then we're either gonna, maybe it didn't perform as much as well as we wanted to. Let's look at your sales page. Let's look at your masterclass. Make sure that the masterclass is just as aligned as it needs to be. Make sure that, you know, the offer is perfect, right? From there, then we'll relaunch if we need to. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but we don't give up after one launch, right? It's like falling down off a bike and never getting back up again. We just keep going. We don't give up, right? So anyways, then you put it on autopilot, you put all the pieces together, and then you put it on autopilot. So I've only live launched my programs one time. The rest of them go on autopilot. I made sure that my funnel was actively working, actively making sales all the time without running ads. And then we just tested our ads to this operating funnel. Can I just tell you, I was on a call with my ads team yesterday. An average ROAS, which is return on ad spend, basically, like, so for example, like if you spend a dollar, you get X amount of dollars back. An average ROAS is 2.2 to 5.5. So that means, like, basically, like, if you spend a dollar, you get $2 back, right? If you have a ROAS of five, right, you would spend a dollar, get $5 back. Can I just tell you what these funnels were? I literally cried on my call. It was 21.75, which means any dollar that I spend, I get almost $22 in return. That is outrageous. Cue the tears, gratitude. But I was like, but this is why funnel optimized funnels from visibility to messaging to an aligned offer is so freaking important. I cannot stress it enough. And that's why we don't wing it. Like, if we're going to be building a profitable business and juicy, delicious offers that people want to buy, it has to be massively aligned. Okay. So let's recap a little bit. And then I really want to talk about the one thing that we're talking about in my membership, which is, if you don't know what my membership is, you should get your butt in there because it's amazing. It is kind of my social sales. Did I say it kind of is? It is my social sales and wealth mindset membership. So if you are looking for being able to understand how to actually sell on social media and have aligned messaging and then be able to actually have a wealth mindset that supports that, again, wealth mindset is 80% of your business growth. Don't skip on that. It's not just strategy, but strategy is 20%, but it's a pretty powerful 20%, I gotta tell you. Pretty powerful. Also, the sun is literally in my face right now. Look at that. Whoop. It's trying to, like, move out of the way just a little bit. There we go. Okay. So anyways, recapping. When we are getting visibility, but we're not getting sales, again, visibility will be in the next episode. But if you want visibility, join my membership if you want, because there's a lot of juicy information on there. We were just messing around with one of these things. I'll tell you in a second. Messaging and your offer alignment has to be dialed in, super dialed in. But even if it is dialed in, you also have to make sure that your messaging on your sales page and your masterclasses, if you're doing that, are selling the program for you, right? An evergreen program that just sits there, like a $500 program that's sitting in your link in your bio, is not primed to sell every single day like an active live launch funnel would be. So, like I said, get in a CEO club if you want to build that, because it's literally the best money you'll ever spend. Ever. My client just had, God, she had two launches back to back because she had, like, limited spots in one. So she launched again when she had new spots. This girl brought in almost $200,000 in her first ever launch. That's pretty freaking amazing. 13K launches, 40K launches, 20K launches. We've got, like, it works. Anyways, so we have the messaging and then we have the offer alignment, which is are the two most important things when you're having visibility but no sales, okay? So then from there, the one thing that we were just talking about is inside my membership, which has to do with more of visibility, but it's also a really good thing. So if you want to test it like my people are testing it, then give it a go. So basically, the way that we want to create more visibility and more opt-ins is actually through curiosity. You want to get your dream client to ask, wait, how did you do that? And leave them wanting more, Okay. You may give them the solution, but then they're like, I don't know how to implement that solution. I don't know how to do that. Right. So for example, we tested this inside of my membership, which is, this was like authority-based content. Here's how I got my client this result without having to do one, two, or three of the things they think it would take to get them there. And I get this question, well, what if you don't have a client that you got that result? Okay, so this is what you do. Because the truth is if you had a client, if you were actively working on a client, you'd know how to get them there with your methodology and your thing, right? So that's really, really important. You would know how to get them there. So the way that you would say this is, here is how I would get my client to get this result in this time frame without having to do these things. So for example, it could say something like this. Here's how I got my, I think it was, oh, the one that I just recently did was, here is how my client is making an extra 20K in revenue a month without one-to-one or group coaching. Boom, right there. That creates and piques curiosity. Curiosity makes people go, ooh, I want to know how you did that. Because a lot of times people say, well, if I was to get this result, they probably have an idea or a fear or a misbelief that it's going to take them X amount of time to get there. Okay. So think about the things that your clients are thinking. This is why market research is so important. Market research is inside of Cashflow Confidential. Let me just also talk about my offers really quick, because sometimes people get a little confused. It's a timeline. If you're in the beginning of your business, and you don't have your messaging, you don't have trust funnels, you don't have an aligned freebie, you don't have people coming in to buy your offers, you don't have a social plan, Cashflow Confidential. If you want to create and build profitable online courses that are meant to sell on autopilot, CEO Club. If you are looking for updated content on social sales, wealth mindset, you want a live group call every single month, you want a community, my membership. If you are looking for a high-level group coaching program all about self-expansion and opening and cracking open your wealth container. Let's just say you're doing all the things and you're still stuck at 20K months. You're still launching all the things and you're like, ah, nothing's working. It's likely that you have the mindset of somebody else, but the goals of a millionaire. It's the best way I can say it. Because if you have the goals of a millionaire, but you have the mindset of a collection of ideas and beliefs that are no longer yours, high vibe money. We have 3 group coaching calls a month, 9 months of education and a community and coaching access. Human design expert, nervous system specialist, business and wealth mindset expert right here. Okay. We have 3 coaches inside that container. It's fucking magic. Okay. That's my highest level. So anyways, all right. So click the link down below. There is going to be lots of resources for you, whether you want to go into my membership, you want to work high level with me. If you're not really sure where to start, I'll have a call. You can book a call with my team. 15 minutes. You can talk about your goals, where you want to go. And they know my programs like the back of their hands, and they can guide and direct you. And if there's any kind of one-to-one, like high intensity, like offers or VIP offers, then we can also offer those for you, but only on a call. That's not something I promote because I'm booked out for 6 months with those. So, okay. I love you so much. You're doing amazing. And thank you for, if you're not watching the YouTube version of this, then there is a piece of sun like on a sliver of my face right now that I've been trying to avoid this entire time, but enjoy. I should have a little visor on. Anyways, I love you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now.